Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. So there's this restaurant in Verona, Italy.
Ooh.
Verona, Italy, by the name of Al Condominio.
I'd go eat there.
Okay. And the reason why I bring it up is that it's a relatively new restaurant, just opened a few months ago. And the owner of the restaurant said he wanted to have something different, something unique. So his idea is that when you go have dinner there, if you will leave your smartphone at the door with him, that he will give you a free bottle of wine.
Okay, so you're saying don't sit there on your phone, more conversation, you're drinking, free bottle of wine may lead to paying for three or four.
Yes, dessert.
Creating an ambiance.
So would you do it?
No, I just wouldn't bring the phone. I'd leave it in the car. I'm not giving it to some guy who runs a restaurant in Italy.
So it's like, here, hold this for me.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
So I'll leave it in the car and take the free bottle of wine.
You know, I love cooking with wine.
Do you?
Yeah. Sometimes I even put it in the food that I'm making. One for me, one for you. One for me, one for you.
I was listening to a podcast, and the host had just come back from Italy.
Yes.
And the waiter came up to the table and said, are you enjoying your meal? And they said, oh, we loved it. It's great. And he said, okay, great. Pull out your phone and do a Google review for us. Standing there and not leave the table until they did it.
Okay. That's one way to get a good Google review.
You're going
to
get 5 stars with all that pressure.
You know, and we need great reviews.
We do.
We do. And so if you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, just go ahead and drop a review wherever you can. And then if you're watching the video version of this podcast on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is that you can leave some great comments. You can also like give us that thumbs up, right?
Smash the like button,
smash
baby.
Smash the like button. Just smash it. Just smash it. And joining me, of course, I'm Kim Commando, is Andrew Babinski. And Andrew, what do you have coming up today?
Well, it's gonna happen. Brace yourself. We're going to have to pay for social media. This is a small step with an excuse attached, but it's coming. We will have to pay for social media.
Aren't we already paying with our data?
It doesn't matter. You're going to have to pay more out of pocket, a fee, subscription fee.
Subscription fees?
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I probably have to do it.
You have to. It's your business.
Yeah, I have to do that. All right. We need two things from each and every person who's listening and watching. Number one is that we always want you to tell at least one person.
Easy.
Okay. And like, you know, Andrew said, you know, smash that share button. Number two, tell us what you want to hear more about. You can do that in the comments. You can also drop me a note on the website over at commando.com. There's a link that says email Kim. That's where that magic happens.
Which, and they by all the get way, read.
Yes.
It's not just, you just doesn't go into some bit bucket in the middle of nowhere. Every single message gets read.
You know
read.
What I do? I read every single one. Like this morning I had one, by some guy was talking to me about deer fly and wasps or something like that. I had no idea what he was talking about.
How is that tech related at all?
Oh, because we were talking about the trivia question in the newsletter today. Which, if you're not already getting the newsletter, 500,000 people do. You can sign up at getkim.com. But what color should you be wearing if you don't want to attract a wasp?
Ooh. Green?
Red.
Why red?
Because they don't see red.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right.
Well, then they'd bump right into me because they won't see me.
You know, and I was going to save this letter for the end of the podcast, but I think I'm going to read it right now. Elizabeth from Eureka, California sent me this through the website. I also noticed that you have large hands, fingers, and feet for your diminutive size. Lucille Ball had large hands and fingers and feet as well.
Oh, it's a compliment then.
A classmate of mine in high school was tall, but he had tiny feet and tiny My sister was short, but she had large hands and feet.
It's proven. This is research. This woman has done research.
All I can say is that no one is perfectly proportioned from head to toe.
It's true. So you didn't transition. You just have giantism.
I do have giantism. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, what was his name? Kenny in Florida.
Yeah.
He thought for sure that I have transitioned.
And he had the guts enough to ask you if you were transgender.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Remember, he paused the video, took screenshots, zoomed in, did his investigation there, Ken Commando.
Yes. I have a size 9 feet.
Which was average. We looked it up. It's the average size for one.
And my hands are the same size as Allie's.
They don't look big at all. Okay. Maybe just the camera is adding 10 pounds just to your hands.
Just to my hands and my feet. All right, we're going to start with five things that you need to know happening in the world of tech right now. And we're going to start with from the we're all screwed department.
Oh, great. Okay. This has got to be an AI story then.
Okay. Well, not really. Change healthcare. Okay. Is actually part of this whole conglomerate. United Health is part of it. 94% of all hospitals have an account and they do work with Change Healthcare.
That's a lot of the hospitals.
They process all like the insurance claims.
Okay. Okay.
So think about all the information that you have on insurance claims.
Everything about you.
Okay. Everything. Okay. Also pharmacies, doctor's offices, clinics. I mean, everybody's like involved in this whole big Change Healthcare. It's like this conglomerate.
I'm waiting for the ball to drop here.
Okay. Well, back in February, they got hacked.
Oh, okay.
And they said, okay, we will pay the hackers money. And so they paid them $22 million.
To not put the information out there for the public to see.
Okay. Well, then comes along another group by the name of Ransom Hub.
Okay.
And they said, well,
we heard you're handing out money.
And guess what we have?
The same information that was stolen.
And we are going to release it in 5 days.
How much did they want?
They're not saying.
Are they going to pay again? Are they going to pay the ransom again?
Change Healthcare says that this last quarter, because of the hack, they estimate that they've lost $1.8
billion. Oh, my word.
$1.8 billion. So the reason why we're all screwed is that all of our health data is now on the internet.
There's no reason to pay the ransom because it's already out there if someone else has it.
So you might be saying to yourself, like, so why would I care? Well, here's why you should care. So let's say that, God forbid, that you needed a kidney transplant.
Right.
You go to the doctor and they say, well, you need a kidney transplant, but we need to have your insurance company approve it. So then your insurance company, like 2 weeks later, says, you already had a kidney transplant. Oh. And you're like, I didn't have a kidney transplant. Well, what happens is that somebody's going to use your insurance information, your name, whatever.
My whole identity for their healthcare.
Yes. So when you go to get healthcare, they'll be like, no, you're already over everything. So you're not going to be able to do that.
I didn't even think about that. They don't check your IDs when you go to the doctor.
No.
You just say, I'm here for my appointment. And I'm blah, blah, blah. And they go, okay, sit down. It'll be 5 minutes, but in reality, it'll be 6.5 hours.
Exactly. Exactly. And the doctor's not really going to see you.
No.
We have a nurse assistant who's going to be there.
I actually did this story. What do you think the average time a doctor talks to a patient before interrupting them when they're trying to explain why they're feeling bad or how they're feeling? The average time.
Not my doctor. My doctor, after 3 hours, I'm like, I got to go. I'd say like 10 minutes?
11 seconds.
No.
Doctors on average give their patients 11 seconds to explain why they're not feeling good before they interrupt and move on to treatment.
Really?
Yes.
11 seconds.
Isn't that insane? Yeah. I'm just going to talk really slow next time I'm at the doctor.
So.
My back's been kind of acting up.
Can't do everything that I, used to do.
11 seconds.
11
is
seconds. Okay, moving on. Amazon is now going to start offering their smart shopping carts.
Yes.
To retail stores.
Great.
So, what that means is that now when you get your smart shopping cart, is that as you're going up and down the aisles, it's going to say, oh, didn't you want pizza sauce?
Commercial.
Okay, yes.
And we have going to spit out a coupon too?
Yes. Going to give you a coupon. And then it's going to keep track of everything that you put in your cart. And then recommend things that may go with it. But here's my question. I bought a bathing suit.
Okay.
Where did I buy it? I think I bought it at Nordstrom's.
Okay. Okay.
And it's,
do you think that it's going to be one size too big and it's going to recommend SlimFast or something?
Well, that might do that. But no, but what's interesting to me, so I bought this bathing suit. I mean, probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I bought it specifically, it's a one-piece suit, and I bought it specifically because it was like one size fits all. And I'm like thinking like, I just want to buy a bathing suit. I don't want, I don't need anything that's going to like suck me in or anything like that.
Okay.
I just want a bathing suit.
How
right?
does a bathing suit be one, is it like spandex, like super stretchy?
It's kind of like a crepe. It's a crepe fabric
okay.
that stretches and all stuff right. like that. And it's a very attractive bathing suit.
You like it?
I like it a lot. So here I am, like, now I'm on Facebook and I start seeing ads for this bathing suit that I bought a year and a half ago. So now think about all the data that's being collected about us. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to Safeway or wherever, Whole Foods, wherever you're going. And now you have a smart shopping cart. Will the smart shopping cart raise the price on you if you live in a more expensive zip code?
If it's from Amazon, absolutely it will.
Right. Right.
Because they've already admitted that they do that, depending on the SES of the neighborhood that the phone is currently
exactly.
in. You know what I learned this week?
What?
Is that there are Bluetooth, and you probably already know this, and you think I'm a dummy, but there are Bluetooth transmitters all over department stores, grocery stores, Targets.
You just learned this?
I just learned this. Okay. So that if you're like standing there looking at a 70-inch TV, there is a Bluetooth transmitter that is pinging your phone over and over and over again, and then your phone tells whoever wants to advertise, hey, they looked at that TV for about 2.5 minutes, which is longer than any other product they looked at while they were in Target, and now you'll start seeing ads for that 70-inch TV, all because of Bluetooth.
My baby's growing up. Okay, he's just...
From every angle. They just get us from every single angle.
100%. They do.
I'm turning off my phone next time I go into the store.
Yeah, leave it in the car.
It won't matter.
Somebody's going to steal it.
Yeah, probably.
So what is the percentage of people that have an Amazon account? I just read that this morning.
Oh, in the country?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 70%.
75%.
Okay.
Think about that. I mean, Jeff Bezos.
Is rich.
Oh my gosh. He's making so much money.
But that's not Prime members. That's just someone who has signed up for Amazon and can have something delivered through their house, whether they're paying for the shipping or not, right? Or is that Prime members?
Prime members.
So then that means 90 to 95% of the country has to at least have an Amazon account once.
Isn't that just, I mean, it's, you know what? It's an amazing success story. It is. Amazing success.
I don't have an Amazon Prime account.
You don't?
Nope.
Why?
Because I just take pictures of it and I send it to my amazing girlfriend. And then she just orders it and ships it to my house through her Prime account. And then I just sell her the money.
She does that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Saves me like $150 a year.
Yeah. You can share a household account.
I know, but then I have to change the address and change the credit card. It's a pain.
So you better hang on to her.
Send her the pictures.
I'm telling you. You know that other one you were showing me the picture of?
There's no other one.
Don't even go there.
There's no other
Don't
one.
Don't even go there. Oh, I mean, you need to keep Jennifer.
I have Prime, but I've actually a special assistant.
The other one's cute.
There is no other one.
She's cute.
You are going to get, she watches every day. I'm going to sit on my phone. I'm going to preemptively say, hold on. Go ahead. Finish the show.
All right.
There
Meanwhile, there's the
no
guy. Bank of America.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Taking care of that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything.
No, you won't.
You should probably go to confession.
Bank of America.
A guy by the name of Jeff Drobman was sitting on his phone and just got a slew of Bank of America text messages saying, your account's closed. Your account's in jeopardy. You know, you better call us and all this other stuff. And it's just, you know, he's getting scammed.
Right. Okay.
So then he's like, oh, well, maybe I really should call my bank. And then the moment that he tries to make a phone call, poof, the phone is dead.
What'd they do?
Well, he's a victim of SIM swap.
Okay.
And then because the phone was dead, is that all the text messages verifying his account was now going to whoever got his SIM card and his phone number. And they took out $21,000 from his bank account.
How do you become a victim of SIM swap?
Very easily.
If you wouldn't have made the phone call, would have not triggered the SIM swap?
No. They already had. People are offering employees at T-Mobile and Verizon, it was out this morning, $300 if they will SIM swap, if they will like change. It was like, and so instead of you getting your phone number, mm-hmm. is that your phone number is like duplicated on another phone.
$300?
Yes.
All of this for $300?
Yes. So what you want to do is make sure that you choose facial recognition over two-factor authentication.
Okay.
So this way, if the 2FA codes go to somebody else, it doesn't really matter. This is a horrible story. This is an evil 28-year-old woman. She's going to prison, and she should go to prison. And I hope that she has a horrible, horrible, horrible experience.
What did she do?
Prison. She put together a group of accomplices.
Okay.
And they targeted young boys in for a sextortion scam. And so they would pretend to be, you know, young women. And then, of course, they would tell them, you know, do whatever and mm-hmm. send me a video. Right. And then they're going to, then they tell the boys, oh, you know, we're going to release this out unless you pay us. They made like $2 million off of the scam. But, you know, there have been like little boys committing suicide over this. And so if you have a guy, have you talked to your son about this yet or not?
No, he doesn't have access to that type of information, but maybe I should. I mean, he does use an iPad, so it may pop up.
I would have the preemptive strike with.
Yeah, it is worth it.
Yeah, and I know it's a really uncomfortable conversation to have.
But you can simplify it. You can make it easy and say there's people that want you to get naked on the internet, and they're really creepy and they're really weird. And if anyone ever asks you to do that, you come straight to me.
Exactly.
I mean, it's simplified. You don't have to explain.
Go
the
through
whole
all the
sextortion and all of that.
Yes. Yeah. I used to use with Ian. If you see anything. Or if anything makes you feel uncomfortable, come
let me
know.
That's a good one. That's a good.
Because uncomfortable kind of covers a whole mm-hmm. gamut. But I would definitely like what you're saying. You know, somebody wants you to get naked, you just like say yeah. no. But you really need to have that. You need to have that talk with them.
I do.
You do. All right. Finally, Rene Raymond and his wife Linda last September went to Switzerland.
Is this another scam story? Because I don't know if I can handle another one.
No, it's not a scam story.
Okay, good.
But it's not a great story.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you know, Renee and Linda go to Switzerland and they won the Swiss lottery or anything like
right.
that.
What happened in Switzerland?
Okay. But before they left Tampa, Florida, mm-hmm. Renee says that he called his provider, T-Mobile, and said, I'm going to Switzerland and I just want to make sure that everything's good. And you're going to cover me while I'm there. And they said, oh, yeah, you're covered. Don't worry about it. So he goes to Switzerland and he comes back and he gets his bill. And he looks, he's like, oh, $143. That's not bad for a month
yeah,
in Switzerland.
Really, it isn't.
Okay. But as he looks closer and he puts on his glasses, it's $143,000. Well, $143,442.74.
It's a bit worse
okay.
than $143.
And he said T-Mobile said he racked up 9.5 gigabytes of data that cost him thousands of dollars every single day.
How do they justify 9 gigs costing $150K?
He was all roaming. He was roaming.
There's no way they're paying $140,000 in roaming fees.
So he says that he called
uh-huh.
them and said, you know, I don't know where I got this phone bill from, but it's definitely wrong. And then the gal on the other side, nope, it's right. Okay. So Renee, you know, he's smart.
That's $15,000 a gig.
Okay. He writes a note to the president of T-Mobile and says, WTF, mate, what's going on? Okay. And the president of T-Mobile says, oh, you know what? That the bill is correct, but we're not going to charge you for it.
How is the bill correct?
I have no idea.
How is it $15,000 a gig to Rome?
I mean, you know, the only time that I got like screwed over on this type mm-hmm. of thing, and it was on Verizon, it wasn't on T-Mobile, is that when I climbed Machu Picchu and I thought I had turned on the right plan,
right.
international plan, but I came home, my bill was like $775.
Bit different.
Yes. And so I was like, oh, I'm not going to pay this.
And then you know who I am.
And, you know, then they came back and said, yeah, we know who you are. Sorry, got to pay. So I paid.
So that one was legitimate. That was legitimate charges.
That was legit. So the bottom line here is that when you are traveling and if you're going overseas, is to make sure that you always double confirm.
Yes.
That it's like, you know, AT&T, it's like $10 a day. T-Mobile actually has an international plan that's like $50 for the month. You know,
why didn't someone recommend him to do that instead of saying you're going to have a $150,000 bill?
Well, I'm also surprised that there wasn't any type of like flags.
Sure.
Saying like, maybe this is wrong.
Just so you know, you've crossed the $100,000 mark in your bill this month.
Have you ever been to Switzerland?
No.
It's a beautiful country.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And it was like one of our, you know, every summer, mm-hmm. Ian and I, we rent a car and we go drive. So there. So we drove from Lake Como up through the Swiss Alps and then down into Germany. And I let Ian drive on the Autobahn.
Ooh, that's cool.
No, you should have seen me. I was like, this is another one of these bad parenting moments.
Did you hit 100?
Oh, like going 200.
Wow.
I know, but I'm filming it, and I actually on the video, I'm saying, this is one of these bad parenting moments that we shouldn't have.
You know? This is the last video anyone ever sees of us, we love you.
But no, Switzerland's great.
I want to go. It's on my list.
It's we were there in up in the Swiss Alps, some hotel, and they check us into the room, and then you hear like the cowbells just going like, I mean, you hear cowbells.
Because there's farms right near you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I said, wow, this is so cool to the gal, you know, who's showing us the room. I said, this is amazing. I mean, here I am in the Swiss Alps, there's snow and summertime, and I hear like cows and all this other stuff. And she's like, yeah, she said, I'm glad that you like it. I said, why? She said, there was a guy from New York in the room next door, and he's now gone, but he actually called the front desk and said, can you turn down the cowbells? It's keeping me up.
They're playing it. They're streaming it off Spotify.
But you should go there. It's an amazing country. They have great views, wonderful people, wonderful food.
I'm sure.
And the flag is a huge plus. Get it?
I know.
You know what the flag looks like?
I do. It looks like a huge plus.
Good one, right? Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily fun podcast about all things digital. And just a reminder, this is not the Kim Komando show. I mean, that's on a lot. You know how many radio stations are on? I mean, it really is crazy when you think about it. I mean, like,
it is. It's impressive.
Well, it's like, you know, who knew? Right?
You didn't. Did you ever think you'd be over on over 400 and whatever 50 radio stations?
No. We're all total between the Monday through Friday and the weekends, like 510 stations. I mean,
what was your goal when you started?
200.
Oh, but that's still a huge goal. I mean, it's still a huge accomplishment. There's tons of successful syndicated shows that are on 200 stations.
It's mind blowing. I mean, I've been so lucky, so blessed to have developed this niche, you know. But like a friend of mine in the industry said, you know, could you have picked two harder businesses to crack as a female?
I'm tech, like, and radio.
Yeah, tech and radio. Yeah. I mean, and then you put them together.
Wait, I guess weightlifting, men's weightlifting.
Yes, exactly.
You should have bundled that in there.
Men's. Why would I do men's weightlifting?
Because the other ones are male. Oh man, she's not. She didn't transition.
Is that what? See, now, see, people are going to say that. They're going to say, because, you know, Andrew has known Kim like his whole life, and now
it's going to be evidence. And then they'll cut the clip off right after I said that.
Evidence.
Delete this from the internet.
All right, but speaking of making money,
yeah,
the average American spends $270 a week on groceries.
That's low.
Okay. Yes, it is, isn't it?
That's stupid low.
Okay, that's what they say. Okay, I don't know what they're buying.
There's little Betty in Tacoma who only eats Jell-O and cat food is screwing the average up for everybody else.
The rest of us that are eating vegetables and eggs.
Right, exactly.
Okay. God, you know, eggs, $9 a dozen.
Everything is expensive.
Still expensive. So our guest, Cliff Smith, he has figured out a way to save money on groceries by not buying groceries.
Well, that would definitely save. That would help my budget.
And he's using a company called iSpy. And basically, it's like a secret shopper, but for food at restaurants. And so Cliff, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, $40,000, that's huge.
And that actually understates it, because I didn't keep track for the first 5 years. It's probably more like 50,000 or even more than that.
So this is a great side hustle. Walk us through how it works.
Okay, so iSpy contracts with the restaurant management, and they get evaluators or secret shoppers to go to the restaurant and give them feedback about everything they want to know about. Different restaurants have different push points. Some care a lot about the wine handling, you know, about do they observe proper protocol? Do they refill your glass frequently enough? That kind of stuff. A lot of places care a lot about how well you're greeted, how well they do on the reservation process, things like that. So anyway, the iSpy CC is the full name of the company. They contract with the restaurant management. And then once they've got a contract, they tell us, evaluators, secret shoppers, okay, we want to go, want you to go to this restaurant on this day. And we negotiate about the day, and then we go. We usually get either a gift card or are reimbursed after the fact. We do get a budget, and we do run over budget sometimes because we like the nice wine. but we get to go to places we wouldn't go to otherwise, or we spend a lot less money than we would have otherwise.
Now, because you know that you're going to write an evaluation, do you find yourself being more critical than usual?
A little more observant, I would say. What we're trying to do is, in my mind, is be fair witnesses. You know, we're trying to tell what we observed and not make assumptions about other things. A fair witness comes from Stranger in a Strange Land. And if you ask a fair witness, what color is that house? A fair witness would say, this side is beige. You know, so the idea is, this is what I know, this is what I don't know. And so we're not being critical. We're trying to give constructive criticism is really the goal of the company. And so that's what we're trying to do. It's not, you know, not rip people apart by any means. But rather,
hey, but you're getting a free meal.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
What kind of time are we looking at? Well, you're going to go out, you're going to go to the restaurant, you're going to have the meal. But when it comes to submitting your report, how long does it take you?
Well, first, we have to submit the evaluation survey. It's done online. We have to do that the next day.
Okay.
When I started, which was 20 years ago, it was 2 days. But now it's down to one, which is it's reasonable. Now, it depends on the kind of restaurant that we're going to. Like we do takeout sometimes. That became a kind of a thing during COVID. And for that, it might take 2 hours of work.
Okay.
By contrast, we did a brunch evaluation at this very nice place. And our budget for brunch for two of us was $250.
Whoa,
that's a lot of mimosas.
And we need it. And we had one mimosa. We didn't have a lot of alcohol. They had a prefix that was $85. And so anyway, that one was more involved. The service was unbelievable. The food was unbelievable. But we still found some things to critique and say, you know, hey, here's a little room for improvement.
So what were some areas that they needed to work on?
Oh, boy. Actually, the greeting was a little slow. There wasn't much, I have to say.
For sure. But,
now, do you get the gift card ahead of time before you pay the meal, or do you get gift card afterwards?
Oh, we receive the gift card before we do the evaluation.
Okay.
We use the gift card as anybody would when paying up.
And they have no idea that you're there, part of this secret shopper program.
They don't have any clues on that. That's one reason why we only use the card at the end, because that is kind of, you know, and it doesn't tell them for sure that you are. But we're trying to not be made. Mm-hmm. You know? So.
Have you ever gone back to a restaurant and you notice like a difference, maybe based on your feedback and your evaluation?
Absolutely. One in particular was a really neat brasserie up in San Francisco. And the first time we went there, we had a server who was, she was trying and she was doing pretty well on some things, but she wasn't ready for prime time. And we went back a couple or 3 months later, and that same woman was still there, but now she was like assistant server. So they realized this was not ideal. And, you know, this woman seemed like she was happy doing that. It was a better role for her. So that was one example. We've seen other things with the way they set up the menu even sometimes.
All right. So how often are these gigs made available? Is this like a once a week thing? Is this, you could do one every single night if you wanted to?
You can do a lot if you want to. I heard of somebody who did 100 in a year or some crazy thing wow. like that. We usually do 2 or 3 a month.
Okay.
And that's plenty. To be fair, this is kind of work. You know, you're writing it up. It does. I didn't finish the bit about how long it took to write up the $250 brunch. And that was probably 5 or 6 hours.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, it takes time to do it, but it got us there. You know, would I ever pay $250 for a brunch? I don't think so. but you know, I'm kind of working for that. So I sing in a funny way for my supper or brunch.
Well, you know, it's an interesting way to actually like explore new restaurants. It's like kind of like sometimes cities like here in Phoenix, we have restaurant week mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. the prices are lower so that this way you can experience different places. Is there any type of criteria that they look for or something specific, like if you're filling out an application at iSpy or someplace else?
I'm not quite clear what you're asking.
If somebody wanted to do this, I assume that they have to fill out some type of application online in order to be selected. And is there a certain skill that maybe one of our viewers or listeners should put on that application that might say, oh yeah, you get to go to the top of the chain there?
Okay. So you go to iSpyCC.com. On their website, there is a place where potential secret shoppers can apply. There's kind of the standard stuff that you'd expect. And although one of the things is PayPal, because they reimburse by PayPal these days. So that's kind of handy. When you get into it, as I recall, it's been a long time for me, but there were questions about, did you have any experience in restaurants? And my wife did, actually. So that helped us
a little bit.
But I think if you're just objective and convey that you're just saying, this is what I saw at this restaurant, and you're not just giving your impressions, but rather,
for sure,
this is what I observed. That's what gets you along. And when you first start, you get simpler assignments. Like, I remember the very first thing we did was a barbecue place. And, you know, there's still the same kinds of questions. You know, how did they do in guiding you through the menu and that kind of thing? But it's simpler than going to a place where it's $250 for
well,
a brunch.
Well, Cliff, thanks for being here. And here's to more $250 brunches.
Seriously. Okay, I want to get on that. It's the VIP list right there, baby.
That's awesome. You know, I could fill out that application, you know.
Yeah, you're going to go to one restaurant. You're going to realize you have to do 5 hours of work to review what you just did.
No, it's just thing. I like to eat.
Oh.
I like to go out to eat.
Who doesn't like to go out to eat?
So when it says, like, do you have any experience at restaurants? You could say, I like to go out to eat.
I'm really good at ordering.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital, Monday through Friday. We're so glad that you're here joining us. And just a quick reminder, if you have not already, make sure that you get our free newsletter. You're going to love it.
It's absolutely free.
Over 500,000 folks get it every single day. And let me tell you, I look at the comments every day. So many thumbs up. I think last time I checked, we had 194,000 thumbs up.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. And we had like 800 thumbs down. I'm like, who are you people? Why are you doing that?
Okay? Or what can we do to make it better?
No, I don't care. Okay. It's great. So again, sign up over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And also just a reminder, if you are watching us do the podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/KimKomando, make sure that you like, lay down some comments, because at the end, we're going to be reading the best ones. Again, Of course, you can watch us other places, but that's just the easiest places, youtube.com/Kim Komando. All right. So what's going on at Twitter? Is it Twitter?
So Twitter, it was speculated that Twitter had about 5% of their users were bots. And Elon Musk came out and said, no, we looked into it. And it's way bigger than that. It's probably about 35%.
Really?
Of our users. And this is from Elon Musk.
Now, okay, now this is when he bought it.
Correct.
Yes.
And people on the outside are like, he is giving more realistic picture of it, but it's really probably 75 or 80% bots or legitimate accounts that are just run by bots. And so they're trying to figure out a way, how can they get rid of this? So it's a real user experience. You know, I know you're not the hugest Elon Musk fan, but you got to give him credit for right. doing this. And so they're trying to figure out ways, the, you know, are you human tests aren't working. The bots know exactly how to get around those. And so they're thinking about charging for Twitter accounts. Anyone who signs up for the first 3 months, you'll have to pay a small fee. And after that, you're free to go. You can use it as you would normally would as any other user, but basically prove that you're human by giving us a credit card.
And how much?
They haven't released that. They've done this before last October in two different countries, which were having even more issues on percentages of bots and scammers that were going on Twitter. They were charging $1 per year.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw a number that was at $1 a post.
The report I read was it was just $1 per year. And that was because, and it's not the amount of money though. It's the effort it goes through
in order to get
actually
that.
Make the purchase that even if you trained a bot to do it, a bot would be using the same bank accounts, the same credit cards over and over and over again. And it would be easier for Twitter to track, find out who's a bot and get them off the
you platform. Know, bots are so annoying.
It's the worst.
I mean, you remember I've been making fun of the $500 Amazon gift card that we gave away.
Right.
Which now, of course, we're giving away an iPhone. So if you want to enter to win the iPhone, you go to winfromkim.com.
A little better than a $500 gift card.
Winfromkim.com. But last week, we had like 9,822 entries.
For the iPhone?
No, for the $500 Amazon gift card.
Okay.
And it was like, I'm like, that's a little fishy because it came in like an hour.
Okay, yeah.
So those were all the bots.
And how did you handle that? I mean, Elon Musk is trying. He's trying to charge. But the big conversation, though, is if he gets away with this, if people become accustomed to paying for social media,
for sure,
everyone else is going to jump on board and use the excuse.
I'm already paying $8 a month for Twitter. Right, X, whatever you want to call it.
Premium user.
Yeah, and you get the little blue stupid check mark.
Which, do you hide your check mark or do you leave it visible?
I just leave it there.
You're a public figure. It's not as bad as, you know, some guy who's a gardener. Not against gardener, but it just isn't known that they're paying for the Twitter blue. So how did you handle the bots?
Oh, well, now we're gonna have to we're talking about doing double opt-in.
Okay.
So this way you actually have to have a human to do that. But it is so annoying. I mean, that you have to go through all of this because somebody's trying to win a $500 Amazon gift card.
But even though you know you're their bots, you have to legally enter them in to the gift card and you have to accept their registration.
Yes. Yep.
Now, they're all going to get newsletters, though. That is going to help you number the newsletters.
No, they all dumped the newsletter.
They went and read one newsletter and then unsubscribed?
Yes.
Man. And it's all automated.
Exactly. Exactly. All this happens like in a matter of an hour.
Which is crazy.
And so if anybody, you know, if you have like a form on your website, just know that
the bots will attack.
And then they're paying people to fill out the forms.
Do you think that, how would Americans react to, let's say, $2.99 per month to use TikTok?
They pay it.
So 170 million users on TikTok. You don't think that number drops?
Oh, it'll drop. But I don't think it's going to drop. I bet you it will drop maybe 40%.
That's huge.
Yeah, but you're going to be making $3 a month.
Right, in exchange. So instead of quantity, plus the data. You have quality, yes.
Okay, and then plus the advertisers.
But your advertiser numbers are going to drop because your audience that's going to see those ads is going to decrease, right?
Going to be better qualified.
Right.
You're not going to be advertising to a bot. You're going to be advertising to you.
Do you think then advertisers will find that more appealing? That you're going in with someone who wants to pay $3 a month for the platform.
You know, it's no different than our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we clean out our newsletter every day. I mean, as far as people who aren't opening, people who are not engaging.
Do you unsubscribe them yourselves?
No, it's all automated.
Okay.
So if you don't open a newsletter for a certain period of time, it's just like, poof, you're off the list.
Why? Why are you getting them off the list?
Because it costs us money to deliver the newsletter.
Okay.
Okay. And then for as far as advertisers are concerned, I mean, you can have 700,000 subscribers, but if your open rate is only like this big because the bots are not opening it, they're just sitting there in the background, then it's not worth it. Then
and
they're going
to. You sell that number to your advertisers saying this is our open rate. That is the number you actually sell, not the subscriber number.
Both.
Okay.
Both. And then also the click-through rate. So how many people clicked something? How many people are engaged with it?
Right.
And so, but it's really fast. I mean, yeah, I know we're getting like into the data weeds right now, but it's so fascinating to me that I go into and I look at the back end of the whole newsletter business to see like who subscribed, who unsubscribed. And sometimes I'm looking, I'm going to write you and say, why did you unsubscribe? Okay. It's Kim. Just wanted to know.
Dear Marsha Washington from Akron, Ohio. Why?
That's it. But if you get the newsletter, there's something that I ask everybody to do. And people have been asking me, like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Like people that I know and they get the newsletter. So they just ask me these questions. Is why am I asking you to reply to the newsletter? Why am I putting it at the top? Just hit reply and say hello.
Okay.
Or hit reply and say, I got it.
Does that show more engagement than anything else with the newsletter?
It shows engagement to big tech.
Right.
And also to your internet service provider.
Oh, so Google then go, or Gmail would then go, oh, they're replying to this. It's not just a dummy letter that's being sent out. It's someone that the user interacts with.
Yes. And they like it. And so they're not going to put me in the promotions folder or the nerve, the junk folder. It's like, I just want to like, when I'm in the junk folder, I wish like there was like, I could do something like, hey, it's me. I don't belong here. Hi.
Is that a mass thing where, or is it user specific to where you would be sent? Is it, if I don't interact with it, it'll go to my junk folder.
Yes.
But if Maddie interacts with it every day, it'll stay in her inbox.
And the more people that interact with it tells the algorithms, oh, this is actually something legit that a lot of people like.
Okay.
And so even though you did not reply because 80% of people say that they love it, then it's going to go right into your inbox.
Okay. Interesting. I know you're saying you're going deep, but it's really interesting to learn this stuff.
Well, see, this is what you hang around me with.
You get big enough, maybe you can start charging for the newsletter.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Thought about that. I have, you know, 500,000 people, $1 a month.
That's a lot of dollars.
It is. People better be replying.
Keep it free.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital. And don't forget to smash the like button.
Smash it.
Smash it. Wait, we have Scrumpy says, I smashed my share button, but I think I broke it.
Oh, you're not going to be able to smash it tomorrow then.
All right. So here are some of our great comments. Welcome to the Kenny and Adam show.
We've got ultra identities now because of this podcast.
This is so bad. Doug, lovely Kim. I endure your sultry Lauren Bacallusk voice.
Ooh. Sultry.
Megan Hunt says, hi, Kim Commando, but Commando spelled with C. It's not C-O-M-M-A-N-D-O. It's no. K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
And that's your real name.
It is.
If someone wants to steal her identity, that's her real name.
let's see. I refuse to do a portal from the hospital or doctor's office. That's Ruth. Dora says that. Dump Susan and keep Jennifer.
There is no other one.
Oh,
she hasn't texted back, so either she's mad or not watching today.
This is also a good point. Thank you, Scruppy. Says, Kim, you forgot to tell us we should put a pin on the SIM card. Yes, you should definitely do that. Going commando versus going commando. We do that. Oh, Dan Parton. I almost thought it said Dolly Parton. I was going to be really excited. Working 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton's watching.
Oh my gosh. You know, Dolly Parton, you should watch.
You think there's one famous person out there that's watching, like Liam Neeson or President Obama, is just sitting there watching the podcast?
Or, you know, or Pierce Bronson.
Either one. That's a good point, Kim. I'm glad you did that. That's a horrible Obama. Yeah, that was supposed to be Obama.
That was? I was wondering who you were.
I didn't know why it even did the Bill Clinton thumb.
But and now we're going to get people saying like, oh, you don't like Obama.
Of course. Okay. That's right.
You know, it's a beautiful podcast. This is a beautiful, beautiful.
It's huge.
Podcast. Say, all right, we just gave equal time.
Both sides.
Okay. Dan Parton says, I love the show. I first heard you driving from Northern Indiana to Indianapolis a number of years ago. Question. I need a new iPad as mine is an original iPad Air. Ooh, he likes to keep things a long time.
Antique.
Yes. When should I upgrade? Don't upgrade now. Don't upgrade now. Do not go buy a new iPad now.
Because
in June we have the Worldwide Developers Conference. Yeah, WWDC. And that's when Apple announces the new operating system, which will be iOS 18. And then that's when they have to figure out all the new hardware that works with the new iOS. And the new hardware comes out in...
October?
September.
Yeah.
It generally gets announced in September, and then it rolls out in October and November, just in time for gift giving.
And then all the one generation older iPads will be on sale because they don't want to sell those anymore. They want to sell all the brown, bright, shiny new ones.
Yes, that's what it is. They would have to pay me to use TikTok. Dominic. Okay. How would you say this name? You have to sound super Italian.
Okay.
Dominic Montalbano.
Montalbano.
Dominic?
That's more Transylvanian. Dominic Montalbano.
Yes. He says he's still laughing at the huge plus. Get it?
God, don't encourage
her. Yes, he loves me. Let's see. He's replying to somebody else. I should unsubscribe just so Kim would contact me and ask me why. $1 a month is outrageous. That's what Lou says.
For the newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to charge for the newsletter. Don't worry.
Kenny Commando, the macho man replacer. Oh my God.
Man replacer. Oh. Now that's a good joke.
All right. So I think we have the new robot.
Yes.
Not robot.
Jennifer says robot all the time now. She thinks it's the most cutest thing in the world. She wishes you would not change the way you say it.
Well, okay. Maybe Jennifer can stay.
Robot.
Robot.
Okay. Robot.
So Boston Dynamics, they have retired Atlas.
Why? Because it was terrifying.
New one. Take a look. Watch the way this thing gets up. Crazy. Look at that.
No, that's the thing nightmares are made of.
Wait, watch.
Ooh. Oh, my word. It's like backward joints on both sides.
Wait, flipping the head around?
Which one's the back? Which there one's the front? Is. Oh, there. Now they see that looks like a chest.
Yeah, now turn it around. They're going that way.
That's pretty cool. It's very agile.
Yes.
And what are they going to do with this? Murder Saul? Take over the world?
Oh, the above.
Other planet dominations?
Well, Amazon, they have 100,000 of these in their warehouses right now. Not this one, but, you know, humanoid robots. And they say that it doesn't replace people.
I saw that article. I chuckled. I literally chuckled.
You know, you got to give them credit for having the balls to say that. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, their PR department says, well, let's put this out. Mm-hmm. We have 100,000 bots in our warehouse, but we haven't replaced any humans at all.
Not one job.
No.
If you didn't have the bots, you need to hire people to do what the bots are doing. It's simple math.
75% of Americans have an Amazon Prime account. Just think of that.
A lot of bots. That can pay for a lot of bots.
I like some big bots.
And you cannot lie.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.